It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. Of course, I'm Tyrus, and the co-captain is Timf.
Hello, everybody.
So joining us today is Katiana.
Katiana in the house.
She will be filling in for Devin. And it's always nice. Sometimes you just got to have a breath of fresh air, you know? You just got to change things up. So I'm sure... Devin's probably paranoid because you know how she is. She can't be replaced.
Right.
Yeah. Because she's in charge, not because of talent, just because she calls the shots.
She's the boss. Yeah. She's like,
she's like the boss.
The show starts when I want the show to start. Yeah.
So editing wise, we might not ever hear the voice of Katiana, but
no, because Devin doesn't want her stopping.
Yes. Or she'll like slow it down and make her sound like that when she speaks, like, you know, just
or off-putting. She'll just like interject like slurs
and animal words and stuff, just completely
like deeply offensive things.
Yes, just completely deface Katiana's. This is a big deal for
she'll
you. Is this
chop
your...
it up so as like it sounds as though you're saying something like horribly racist.
And it'll be a lot of donkey sounds.
Yeah, it'll be real bad.
So, is this your first time on a podcast?
It is.
Do you have a nickname? Because Katiana is just so exotic.
TT.
TT is TT cool?
Sure.
Tiana.
Titiana? Titiana.
I like that.
Sure, yeah. That okay. works.
Welcome, Titiana.
Thank you so much.
We hate to throw you in the fire, but what do you got, kid? Word on the street is you had an interesting story.
I do. Okay. Thanks for having me on the pod.
it's podcast, okay? We don't shorten things up.
Sorry.
Here.
The pod.
All right, you're already off to a bad start.
Titiana is our host.
So I live in New York City and I have an interesting roommate story.
Okay, we'll determine if it's interesting or not. I think that's fair, Kat.
Right, it's Kat's like Shark Tank.
Kat's a journalist, so she's going to be strict but fair.
Yeah.
I'm just a guy, so.
Would you like backstory? There's a little bit of backstory. Okay. It's important.
If you don't have backstory, Kat and I will invent a backstory for you, so I suggest you provide backstory.
Backstory. I moved to New York City in June of 2021, so almost a year ago.
So that was almost a year prior to June 2022.
Yes. Cool. So I am from New Hampshire originally.
New Hampshire, the deadbeat dad state.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Unbuckle, because I don't think you have to have a seatbelt there.
You don't have to. You can pee on the floor if you want to. You don't have to pay child support. You don't have to wear a seatbelt.
Live free or die.
Yes. New Hampshire.
Yeah. So
I was born there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I read that in your book.
Yeah, because my parents were illegal.
Right. So my roommates, the ones that I have right now, I found on a Facebook group. Everyone finds roommates nowadays through Facebook groups. There's one called Sweats in the City. So it's, you know, sounds a little sketchy.
Is it for people that like to go to workout classes and
It's actually like... So it's for people looking for women looking for roommates. And
why is it called Sweats?
I think because it's a play on Sex in the City.
Right. I get that. Like, I get that it's a play on Sex in the City.
Like,
but what the f*** do Sweats? Like, here's the thing about a play on words.
Yeah.
And I tell this to Cam all the time. And I hate that I'm carrying you to Cam because Cam is my husband is the least funny person in the world. You just because you replace a word that sounds like another word, that's not a play on words unless it makes sense.
Right.
That's a really good point.
If it was Sweats in the City and you're looking for like a like-minded gym buddy to live with, then Sweats in the City makes sense because you're sweating.
That makes sense.
In the city and, working out.
And I thought they were a group who only wore sweats. Like it was like a group like they have like sleepovers and everyone's in sweats.
It can also mean the opposite. Sweats in the City where we don't leave the house.
Yes, we all just
sit around. So if you're one of those club girls, then you shouldn't be getting housing from Sweats in the City because we stay in our sweats in the city.
Like
that makes sense. Just picking a word that sounds like it doesn't may mean anything.
That does. That's a really
good
point.
If someone showed up to your sweats party in a day dress, they'd be like, "Get the f*** out."
This is Sweats in the City.
Sweats. The title says Sweats. Okay, please continue.
Okay, so I found them through Sweats in the City, which doesn't make
any
sense.
First mistake.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, and they are from the West Coast, so. and they're about to graduate college. So when we were apartment searching, I was doing all the work.
So Californians by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, the worst. Yeah. The worst of the West Coast.
So I was looking for apartments for us, and they were graduating college off doing their thing. I was doing everything.
So your mom a hen.
Yeah. And we had to have something called guarantors because we're all young and barely in the workforce, which basically means you have a bigger adult because technically we're adults. And they kind of co-sign your lease just in case you can't pay your rent. So not only did I have to collect paperwork from my father, but also their parents, and then send it all in applications.
And this is a stranger whom you have not met.
Two strangers.
Oh, boy.
So I did all that. It was the most stressful process ever. We got a great deal on this beautiful apartment.
You got a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. There was no we.
Yeah, yeah. There's no we in that.
Yeah, I got the great deal. So they move in. Everything's great for a while. I'm on the cleaner side. They are not. Whatever.
Because they're Californians. Unfortunately, I happen to be from California, so I get it.
So we've never had really too much of any tiffs. Everything's been pretty smooth sailing. They are best friends. That's important.
So by tiffs, you mean fights.
I am the outlier.
They're the best.
You're the
friend.
Lone wolf.
I am.
So if one of them takes a dump in the bed,
the other one's gonna back them up.
And then it's your fault. It's your dump, no matter what way you slice it.
Yeah, no matter way. It's always my fault. So
I hope that's not where this is going.
Johnny Depp.
It's not.
You're the Johnny Depp. Got it.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So everything's fine, and then April comes, and it's a few months before that we have to re-sign.
Right.
And I sit down with them. I say, hey, I'm planning on staying. Our rent is going up, but it's still going to be cheaper than most apartments.
Right.
I want to stay. You guys are more than welcome to stay. Just like, let me know what you're going to do. And they were like, okay, if you leave, we'll have someone fill your room. So are you sure you're not leaving? And I was like, yep, I'm pretty sure. And so then they were like, okay, then we'll leave. And I was like, great. Just let me know when you move out.
They wanted to be alone together.
They wanted someone else to.
They had a third friend.
There was a third friend.
What kind of is that? You do all the work.
Oh,
they're the only reason why they're even there is because of you.
There's another thing coming.
And they want to replace you.
Yeah, that's like.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Kat, we made a great decision because I find the story interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have us.
I've got my feet up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I am sitting. I can't do the thing across this way.
But you look very professional.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I am comfortable.
Lounging.
I would like a fire right now.
Yeah.
I would
popcorn?
Like a fire right now. No, I'm not really at the eating phase. I do have cake, though.
Okay. Mm.
Not for everybody.
Okay.
But.
So now I'm in the process of finding two people to fill the rooms.
Did you go back to sweats?
I did.
Okay.
Jeez.
I knew it.
She went back to sweats.
I did. My second mistake.
Hey, is that a glass bottle? Because Tim might throw it at you.
Why is it called that?
It's stupid.
I'm looking up.
I'll make a complaint. It's a private Facebook group.
It's private.
So I went back to sweats and I'm looking for roommates and it's hard. It's hard.
Do they have photos
of the
sweats in the
city? Of the potential roommates?
Private apartment group.
We'll get there.
Okay.
So I'm looking for roommates. I post like a whole spiel. It's a great deal on this apartment. Like it's a true three bedroom, like a big living room.
Okay, hold on.
Kitchen.
Just to say, I found the group.
Yeah.
Join
this
it.
Does show two girls in sweats.
They are in sweats, to be fair.
So
is that how it worked, where they just like...
Okay, can I ask, is it possible that they kept their pledge of always wearing sweats and you started wearing jeans
maybe,
and stuff?
Maybe I screwed it up.
And they're like, okay, how
maybe
many days?
That's why all
it's
this
been
is
four
happening.
Days. Where are your sweats?
Maybe that's why this is happening.
We laid sweats out for you this morning and you're like, no, I want to wear jeans today.
I would love to wear sweats to work.
I do
for some kind of
I literally have them on right now. Sweat shorts,
but
even.
Shorts. Ugh, next,
gives zero f- about
level.
Fashion.
Yeah.
And an Incredible Hulk shirt. So I'm really working hard here.
No, you're
sorry.
Passionate.
Please continue.
No,
this, I'm so enthralled.
Totally fine. So I'm looking for roommates. It's May now, and I've been looking for roommates for a while, and I've been in contact with my landlord. Like, hey, my roommates are moving out. I would like to stay. I will keep you updated. I will make sure like my whoever I choose applies everything. He's like, got it. Awesome. This is important. He only uses basically three emojis. It's the hibiscus flower, the hang 10 sign, and the thumbs up. So he sent those in that
three,
order.
Three emojis
hibiscus
I would never
flower?
Use.
Hibiscus flower?
I don't know.
But did
what
you ever
that?
Ask him why?
It's a pink flower. It's the emoji.
Is that a happy thing?
I guess. I don't really know what it means.
I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could be texting people and about business and just add flower emoji repeatedly.
Try it the next time you talk to Butterfield.
I'm going to.
Just hit him with
Craig
a flower.
Butterfield, be like, how you doing?
Yeah, hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
So, yeah.
You coming into work today?
So, hold on. I'm sorry. Hibiscus. I hate to do this. We do have an investigative reporter who, this is why she's destined for the All-Star panel. Do we know what an hibiscus flower is? What it represents?
Let me look up hibiscus.
What word do you type and it shows up? Like if you type dog, a little dog thing shows up. If you type like
in Google?
Or anything, because what if the hibiscus flower is inappropriate?
Oh, no.
What if it's like an eggplant? Like something of that magnitude to where you might be living underneath a diddler.
And yeah, there's really not a lot here. It's just a lot of how to grow hibiscus.
When you search it in like Hawaii, it means happiness, sunshine, and good luck, which not happen.
Okay, so that's what it means.
Yeah.
And the hang ten.
And the hang ten.
I'm going to go on a limb here and either suspect he has Hawaiian history in his life, whether he's Hawaiian descent or he spent time in the island.
Or maybe like his phone or his laptop background's like of Hawaii.
I guarantee you he has a picture of the ocean in his apartment.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And a surfboard, even though he does not surf.
Never surfed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's either white with long blonde hair and a goatee. Or he's Hawaiian or Samoan and he's very happy.
Okay.
But either way, flowered shirts.
Yeah.
With probably hibiscus on them.
Right.
Okay. That's another red flag.
I'm sorry. This is what we do.
This is important.
This is how this is how we gather. This is how you know we're involved.
I would have never thought to investigate that way.
Yeah. See, that's why she is who she is.
Yeah. Okay.
Catherine C. Timpf does not play around, as we've established.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
All right, please continue.
So I'm in communication. Everything's good. The roommates are letting me let people come and look at the apartment. So I'm like, hey, can so-and-so come check out the apartment? I'm thinking about rooming, and they were like, yeah, absolutely.
Do they do cocaine?
They have.
Yeah, I don't know how they're cocaine gals.
I feel like this. I'm getting worried because this is going really well.
So, yeah.
And I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm waiting for the floor to drop out.
It's going to slam.
I'm wondering why inside this room there's a sleeping bag. Now I'm kind of putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is Murder, She Wrote, where she's already given us a clue and we've missed it.
I don't know why. I just figured they seem like they do cocaine.
I've already foreshadowed.
All okay.
So yesterday, this is a hot off the press, brand new story. Yesterday,
breaking news,
I receive a wall text from the roommates.
Pause. Kat, what's a wall text?
It is a blue, you look at your phone, it's you look at it and there's like no blue. It's just all them, huge paragraph, long, long, long.
Oh.
Scary.
Yeah, I usually get those a lot of cuss
words. And it was from one of the roommates?
One of them.
The one who does more cocaine.
Less.
The one who does less. Okay.
But it was sent as a team.
It sent in the group chat.
Okay. So it was as a team.
So team. Right. They teamed up.
All right.
So do you want me to read it?
Yes, of course.
Of course we want you to
read it.
Tatiana, or TT.
Tatiana.
Okay.
Rookie mistake.
Okay. Says, hey, T. Sorry for not responding to your previous text. After thinking, searching long and hard, we've decided that we are going to move forward with signing the lease to the apartment this afternoon. The landlord approached us, and given that we had 3 tenants ready to sign, this option made the most sense. We were approached in April about this decision and explored other options heavily. Ultimately, it came to the decision based on finances and our living situation. We have a third roommate from California, fronting the bulk of the rent. And this was the smartest financial decision to reduce that burden. In addition, compatibility as roommates is a factor.
I felt
it was right to reach out to you before we sign and let you know of our decision.
That you are homeless.
That we can talk more about this when you get home this evening. I got that yesterday. Yesterday was May 24th.
We thought it'd be nice to inform you ahead of time that you were homeless.
We're reneging.
We're signing the lease today. You're screwed.
But you're not screwed, though, right?
I am. So the
so
least
hibiscus flowers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So not only did my landlord lie, they just let me have people come and look at the apartment knowing that they were signing the lease without me.
This is horrible.
Yeah. It's like I'm low key wondering if it's legal.
It's not. First of all, there's an awesome Netflix series on how evil people, you can't kick them out. So you definitely can't kick out a nice person.
Yeah.
You got to just stay and film it.
So, yeah. So right now my move is, well, also I got home yesterday. I was on the phone with my mom and I was like, I don't want to talk to them because they wanted to talk to me. And on my way out, I was still on the phone with her as a buffer. And they were like, hey, T, can we talk? And I was like, actually, I'm on the phone. And I left. So I haven't spoken with them. And I have things that I would say, but I don't know. I kind of want to
Let's go through it.
Let's say it on the podcast.
Let's say it as a team, and we'll come up with the best one.
Okay. Well, it's not. So here's my thing. I didn't know if I wanted to go petty or nice to make them feel bad or not say anything at all.
Don't say nice. Don't go nice because they won't feel bad because they don't give a shit about you and you'll never see them again.
Okay.
Only go nice. And again, here on Tyrus and Tim, we don't condone murder.
Right. No.
But if you must, if you must, go nice, have an exit strategy, and then go.
Well, they do have a cat.
Bivouac on their ass. Go full Metal Gear on them. Go hardcore.
What's
the cat is the victim. Sorry. Again, I don't condone this.
Do not.
We do not.
What's important to
kidnap the cat, leave a note. But
if you ever want to
see your cat again, get your and get out of
the
house. Yes.
Its name is Rocky.
How basic.
Yeah. Come on. I hate him.
Yeah.
We're not going to hurt Rocky.
Yeah.
But we are going to kidnap him.
We might make you think that Rocky's in danger.
Right.
A ransom letter. Yeah.
What you do is you take a picture of a rabbit's foot.
Right.
Matching the same color as Rocky.
Yeah.
And say, this is proof of life.
Yeah.
Right now you have a three-legged cat. Move out before you have a two-legged cat.
Yeah.
Love, Katiana.
Mind you. Not only did I find the apartment, but I've put up with them being very messy. An example.
They go
is,
on benders, right?
Yeah.
They're like benders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, an example of this is the cat pooped outside of the litter box in the
bathroom.
That's
an angry cat.
Yeah.
Well,
cats
because
don't
the litter box wasn't clean.
Oh, dear God.
And so I alerted.
Disgusting. Yeah. Cats don't do that. Like, that's completely not normal.
Yeah. So I alerted one of the roommates that the cat belongs to. I said, hey, the cat pooped outside the litter box. Just wanted you to know. That poop is still there and it's been days. So
now it's a coaster.
Yeah. I'm like, dang, I guess I'm just living in filth. So my plan is actually to find another apartment immediately. And I'm trying to see if I can leave them with the June rent.
Oh, I would.
You think?
Oh, 1,000%.
Definitely leave that with the June rent.
So what
rent.
You do,
Should
what
I,
you do.
Can I get legal advice?
Okay.
Oh, not
okay.
For
I
me.
Can ask. No, I happen to be in tight with Judge Jeanine.
Okay.
I could even get Judge Jeanine to
call
them.
That would be amazing.
Them.
Have her do it as her one more thing.
Yes. Judge Jeanine's one more thing. When I tell her what happened here today.
Make sure she knows they do cocaine.
And they do cocaine.
She'll hate that.
She's the former attorney general for New York.
She hates
people.
There's cat poop on my floor.
And she's a dog person, so you had her at cat.
Okay.
Let me guess. They go to happy hour on Fridays.
Yeah.
They get their cocaine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they just rip and blow through the weekend.
Yeah, and the apartment's a mess.
And then leave you clean up the bag. So here's what you do. Now, this advice is usually expensive, but today for Tyrus and Tim,
we're
going to waive the fee.
Thank you so much.
Fee.
I'm desperate. Okay.
First of all, you got to be a little hood on this one.
Okay.
Okay? You got to be a little hood. You're not paying the
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. And you're also not telling them you're not paying You don't say nothing about it. What you type back is all good.
I always do it all good.
Good, thank you.
I always do that.
Yeah, okay.
Detroit, LA.
I am
all good.
All
good.
I just started kicking into the air. Because that's the advice I give everyone in most situations. Sisters. If you're like, it's a relationship, it's a roommate, it's a friend. If they clearly f up and they write you this big long thing, you just go, all good.
All good.
All good.
What do I say in person?
All good.
All good.
That's all you keep
all
saying.
Good.
So
all good.
I will tell you what I have started to do.
Okay.
So every this
besides
is also,
pack.
Yeah. Well, so everything in my
sorry
everything in the apartment in the kitchen is mine.
Oh.
So I have started taking I took the lid off of the blender. I took I took the blankets out of the living room. Mm-hmm. I took one battery out of the remote.
As you should.
They probably like to wrap themselves in blankets while they do cocaine into the morning.
Teen Mom, which they shouldn't be allowed to watch.
So I've started taking little things. I also ordered toilet paper in bulk. It's in my room in a box.
Lock it up.
Yeah.
Do you have a lock in your room?
I don't.
Okay, get that in.
I know.
Get the lock.
Yeah. So that
actually, you know what? Because it's June, but they'll probably for toilet paper, people will invade.
So I'm wondering. Here's the thing: I don't know if I should just tell my landlord, be like, "Hey, so and so and so and so, we talked. They're picking up the end of June. Bye."
Yep.
Should I tell him that?
That's what you do when because all good to the. In this case, there's two of them.
There's three of them.
Three of them. They think it's. All good.
All good.
But all good doesn't mean all good.
It means
a nod your head and like all good.
All good.
Your it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Karma comes around. Right?
Yeah, but I'm driving the karma bus.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't waiting for Buddha. I'm driving this thing and I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
You stick them with the bill.
Okay.
Number one.
Can I get like sued for that?
No, because they asked you to leave.
But on June 28th.
You have it in writing.
On June 28th.
Well, they asked you to leave you felt unsafe.
That's true.
You felt unsafe.
That's true.
And there's drugs.
Yeah.
And animal abuse.
Animal abuse and drugs.
Hey, take it from someone who's had an allegation
There's been hate speech.
But it's about the investigation.
Yeah.
But, and intimidation, and the landlord sent you inappropriate text messages.
Inappropriate hibiscus.
A sexual flower? I am not the bee to your pollen, sir. Okay?
I feel unsafe and uncomfortable.
Thank you, Kat.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. Somebody sends you a flower, they're asking you if you want to pollinate.
That's good.
Inappropriate.
That's good.
Inappropriate. Not okay.
Yeah.
So.
Say your ovaries are none of your business,
sir. So you have.
Good day.
Good day is you follow up. But here's the deal. You smile.
I'm going to.
Whenever you see them. You smile because there's nothing worse. And I know this from being dumped a million times. There's nothing worse than when you say something to them and they go like this. Okay.
Yeah.
All good.
I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to see you again. Don't worry.
All good.
I'm not going to tell them when I'm moving out.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
They're going to show up and.
Nope.
I'm not kidding. The utensils, pots, pans.
So what you do, is you
hopefully
hire.
Hopefully they take all their straws.
You take all the straws.
Oh, they're mine.
No, 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 no. You leave one straw. But you load it with salt and you get that salt wet. So when they go, they will have an experience of a life because they will use it frantically. And you leave it in a drawer. So you have to look for it. Look, I got one. Quick, get the album.
Yeah.
And you keep smiling. You wait till a weekend. You know they're going to go away.
You know.
Then you have the movers come and you take everything.
I think I'm going to do it while they're at work.
You've got to do it while they're at work.
Yeah. Because that's another good thing to do. Because then when they come home, but here's the deal. You take some of their things.
Okay.
No. You don't steal. It's a mishap. You take some of their things. When they get down to the truck, you go, I'm sorry, that's not mine. Put it right here.
That's good.
So you take
it's on the street.
You take their mattresses. You tip them. No, I'm telling you because you don't take anything else. You take their mattresses. You put them down the street. By the time they get home from work, they will be a new apartment for a homeless person. So, which they will have to trade their drugs to get their mattresses back if they want them.
I was thinking about leaving.
That's how you get them.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
I was thinking about leaving like one piece of broccoli behind the stove.
I would. On the floor.
I feel like in this case that would be appropriate.
I would on the floor. I mean,
the cat did.
Next to the kitty litter box.
It was the cat.
Yeah. I would also open up the house to free stuff.
Yeah.
So with a sign.
That's good.
That people can come, leave the door open and people can get free stuff.
You should move out, throw a party, leave.
You're right.
Yep.
Like a party with alcohol and everyone.
Like
you have to keep drinking until you on the floor, then you can leave.
You have a Facebook party. You put it all out there on Facebook.
Sweats.
But you do have the movers take their mattresses.
Okay.
I know this works for a fact.
Okay.
A long time ago, I had a roommate and I had just met my eventual ex-wife. And we were going to get a place together, and it wasn't working us all living together. But even though I found the house, I was like, I will move because I'm the one who brought somebody in and we're moving out. So it was, but what he did was I had fish tanks and he decided he wanted my fish tank. So he changed the locks on me.
Oh my God.
Before I had moved everything out, and I was pissed.
Yeah.
So I climbed the roof and went in because I knew he didn't change the locks on my bedroom. I had like a veranda that opened right. up in this giant, I had barbecue pits and stuff in this house. It was a really cool house. And so I went in through there and I went down and locked the thing, and I had the mover trucks there and I had them take everything of mine. And then I said, you know what? This want to play games. Hey, how much for y'all to take these mattresses? And they're like, do we got to put them in the truck? No, just put them down by the street for the trash.
Amazing.
Because it's not stealing.
No, it's not.
The movers made a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know if I condone that, because that might be illegal. But I do think that a more reasonable, kind thing to do would be to get as many people
pee
as you
on
can
the mattress.
Poop on the floor.
Wait a minute. Peeing on the mattress?
Ooh, the cat could have done it.
Yeah. You know, I'll take a water pill or two, because I can go like a horse, not to brag.
All right, everyone.
Yeah, just everyone, no eye contact. Let's just get it done.
Yeah. One at a time.
Or even, you know what? Make it, you don't, apple cider vinegar. Vinegar? Wow, I've been watching the Celtics too much. I'm wicked mad. Apple cider vinegar, water, fill it up in a thing. That way you can dump a whole thing of it to where the, because the vinegar smell is pee-like.
Yeah.
And doesn't go away. Yeah. So, and who knows? Maybe the cat did it.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
I know.
Because this is cold-blooded. It's really
sneaky.
Cold-blooded. You don't do that to somebody.
On a more real note, I was like really upset. Like
you should be.
I like had to leave work. I went for a walk. Like I cried a little bit. I was like, oh my God, this feels like high school.
Well, it's not high school. It's betrayal.
It's like stab in the
back.
Being
used by somebody. And because you, now we've been working with you for what? Almost a year, Kat? Mm-hmm. We've been working with TT almost a year. You don't strike me as a habitual line stepper unless I'm missing stuff.
I'm not.
Although there was that one day you snapped on me and decided you were going to pick what guests I had on. They were already on. We're not doing that.
No.
We're only doing it once a month. And I'm like, I'm telling Jason. She was like, go tell you little I don't care. There was that one time.
Yeah.
But then you made me a Captain Crunch box. So it was like all
good.
That
was sick.
Yeah, that was sick. And it's become a thing now.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Good. General, they're thinking about it. You move out, you take your things, and you don't look back.
Yeah.
And you don't owe them anything. You don't have to do anything extra for them. If you decide not to do anything, that's fine, because you're the better person. But not telling them when you go, and you go when it's good. When you get your apartment, you go.
I'm going. I've already applied to places.
Why would you stay and pay rent just to be treated like and be rude to and smile and be like, yeah, you know, I know it's the 20. I know we said you move out the 20, because this is what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Kat, back me up on this. They're going to come to you like June 10th and be like, is there any way you can
be
out?
That's my birthday.
Do I know what I'm doing?
That's my birthday.
They're going to come up to you on your B-day, on your special day. And is there any way you could be out this weekend?
Because we got friends coming in. Coming through.
We got people coming in. So I know we said the 28th, but,
Happy birthday.
I know you're paid up. Yeah. But that's what. That's what
I hope they do, because then I could sue.
Yeah, but that's what they'll do, because that's what people like that do. They say that to get you to pay the rent.
Yeah.
Because they clearly can't pay their bills. That's why this third person, their sugar daddy.
They're literally scamming this girl. They're scamming her.
Well, it's sure it's not her pimp, not their pimp.
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah. So, you know, and then they'll bring her in.
Yeah.
And maybe you let her know, hey, you're next.
Yeah.
You know, they took advantage of me. They're going to take advantage of you too. If you even feel like leaving that message, because you just do not strike me as a mean person.
I'm not.
You're quiet. You kind of keep to yourself.
I am.
Yeah. You also don't strike me as a coke whore.
No, I'm not.
No, I mean,
that's why when you're like straws, I was like, oh yeah, for my water bottle. Like, I didn't even know.
This story had chicks doing cocaine in the city all over it.
Yeah. And she wouldn't be the greedy one anyway. She wouldn't be the one that would make the sound, and just everyone's like, God damn, that's my whole stash. Like, you know,
They also have had guests back to back to back to back.
Oh.
Of course they do.
So many guests. And I have politely been like, hey, can you give me more?
That's when the whores start coming in.
Can you give me more of a heads up when you're going to have guests? Like,
everyone's
like,
we have a crash pad
in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, dudes so, coming to stay. Yeah. They hit the couch.
So I'm trying.
Young, unemployed artists.
Yeah, actors.
Yeah, actors, yeah. You know, ever since Tim got married and stuff, that there's a whole group of guys
men who are out there looking for somewhere to live.
Yeah. But Kat's poor problem was she literally had a guy she just broke up with, not even broke up with, they went on one date and didn't like him.
He wouldn't leave.
He didn't have excuses
to come over and then he had excuses. Then he was like, I broke my foot.
Yes.
and I don't think he did.
No, he 100%
definitely did not break his foot.
No shot.
So, you know, and see, you could stay. You could stay.
Break
but why would you put yourself in that type of mental situation? Because it will affect you at work. No, you cannot stay. And here's the other thing. I'm sure you kicked in on the deposit, correct?
Of course I did.
And what, you're not going to get that back?
I don't know.
You got to get that back.
So I would count, like, if the landlord and them wanted to be
dicks, mm-hmm.
that last month rent is my deposit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they want to pull that.
Maybe I'll just do that.
Just do that, because then you walk away even.
Yeah, so then
You know,
but the thing is, he won't even call. Well, so I got advice from a different broker and she was like, you should squat. And
wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You didn't come to us first?
Yeah,
I haven't seen you guys.
Whoa, because we were doing this for free. Now
we got great advice.
No. Yeah. I'm not paying her. Yeah. I'm not paying her. But she was like, you should squat.
I don't want you to squat because it's not good for your mental health.
I don't want to squat.
You don't want to be in a situation with three other individuals.
Yeah.
Trying to bully you, being rude to you. And when there's numbers, there's bravery.
But she was also like, don't pay. Like, don't pay the rent.
No, you most certainly do not.
Yeah, I'm not.
Here's the deal. I've lived with people in relationships. When we split up and I'd be like, you got to go. And they're leaving. And I'm like, oh, don't forget to pay this month's rent.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at me like, right. Yeah. You look forward to that. You know, and the same thing when I was asked to leave or whatever. You never pay. You shouldn't, because they're staying.
They also are always late on paying me for utilities, by the way.
Of course they are.
No kidding, because they got to buy the bags and blow.
What?
Yeah. You turn those off.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
You turn those off the minute you leave.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Oh, I know.
That's good.
Nothing hurts more than the electricity being out.
The Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi's gone. They can't get their cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
got to use that data. Sorry.
Yep. Sorry.
Oh, that's good. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You turn it all off and you call it immediately. Like when you're moving, you know, you got to call, you call a week ahead of time because if you call the day of, it'll drag out.
Mm-hmm.
So the week before you move out, you say, I would like it off while they're at work. You want it to click off when they get home from work.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm moving out. I would like it turned off at 6 p.m., please.
Yep.
And they will literally be like, it will be off at 5:45. And then when they walk in the house, clicking the lights, what is going on then?
Yep.
And then they'll be like, that.
Good.
Yeah. It was. And then
good.
And then you somewhere.
In my new apartment
with your electricity on.
My AC blowing.
And your new sweat roommates.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to live by myself. I'm getting a studio.
Have a small dinner party. And just enjoy yourself. And I would think about kidnapping the cat.
Yeah,
take it with you. I mean, I'd be in a bad mood, too, if my toilet was full.
That's true. Think about it.
You know, like, could you imagine?
He's spite pooped
coming out of the toilet.
Yeah.
And Cam's like, you're up. And you're like, I'm not going. You'd be in a miserable mood.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
Nobody wants 2 and 3 day old on them when they're.
Poor thing.
About that guy.
Yeah,
think about
right.
it.
You're
so,
right.
So, you know, you get him out of there, he might be the best cat in the world.
You're right.
Because he has a clean place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or at least set him free.
I leave
cats,
the door open.
There's literally, the rats aren't afraid of us anymore in New York.
No,
I was
not walking
out to catch my flight. This rat basically said, excuse me. Like, I turn and look. He didn't even run. He just looked back at me like, what? 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 Get in your car. Or I was like, goddamn rat. Like, don't even care. So, There's plenty of food out there.
Yeah.
Although I was a cat, I wouldn't be messing with these rats. They just got that crazy look in their eye.
Mm-hmm. Keep your space. It's their world.
Yeah. So I think we got a good plan here.
I really, really appreciate your advice.
This is what we do.
Thank you.
Yeah, when, we're public servants. Really.
Yeah. When Queen Elizabeth was trying to figure out what to do with those two kids, she called us.
Yeah.
And we basically told her, like, hey, cut them off.
Yeah, I really appreciate
it. Send them to America.
I cut the line. There was a waiting list for you guys. Like, I really.
You did pull some.
I did. I had to pull some strength.
You had to.
But it was urgent.
And luckily, Devin had a birthday week because she would have shut this story down.
Oh, of course.
I know.
She'd have been like, it's not my problem.
She did give me really good advice, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She probably said, celebrate my birthday first.
Yeah.
After you get me a few gifts.
Well, it'll be Devin's party.
Yes.
At my apartment.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know what you've learned.
I have learned
that
so much.
We are awesome.
So much.
Yeah, I've learned that I'm even better than I thought I was, and I already thought I was pretty good.
Yeah.
You guys exceeded my expectations. Yeah,
and I learned that sweats can mean a lot of different things. I did not know.
That I did learn.
Hibiscus flowers, too.
Hibiscus flowers are disgusting. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
And you can make anything inappropriate if you want to. We've also learned that today, too. But
yeah.
Shame on him for sending you flowers when he was literally sending you a middle finger.
Yeah.
So, for more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Tyrish.
I am Catherine C. Tim.
Catalina, take us home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.